Group membership and limitations. Many of us, our key limitation we're working with is how much we can do at once. It's important to consider before creating a group and in terms of our own group membership. How many groups can I really be a part of? How many groups can I do a good job creating and participating in? How many groups can I really appreciate and succeed in? How many groups can I manage and do a good job with? You can see if you've looked at my case studies that just being in groups and having a bunch of group members by itself is not worth much. You really need to pay attention to the groups, really think about the members of the groups and how the group can do a lot for all of its members. And this brings up the consideration, well, how many groups should I be a part of? My current situation with everything I've got going online is a minimum number of groups. It just doesn't make sense for me to be trying to lead groups and being in all these groups and then to just try and act like I can do everything. There's no point in me being an inactive or useless member of other groups. I've got invites to existing groups, so what I'm going to do is actually take the time now to decline all of the invitations I've got to groups, because this, me being a member of a group and not contributing anything or reading it is just, it doesn't help anyone. So when you, to get to this page, what you do, you go to your main Facebook on the desktop, then you go down to explore over here, then you click to group. So if you want to create a group, this is where you need to be at. Then I've got the button to create a group here. I recommend to consider how many groups you're already in. I would say with these three groups I manage, I've considered deleting the Jerry Banfield and Friends group a lot also, because is it even worth it for other people to be in this group? People are still reading the posts. It is a good place to share my posts. And I still continue to think about deleting it. And I've deleted some of the other groups I've had before. I'm already in three other groups, and that is, I don't need to be in any more groups. Creating one more group will give me 7 Facebook groups I'm in. And that is enough. That's enough groups for me to be in. I am grateful for the chance to consider this, and I hope this is an important point to consider beforehand. If you've got people that you want to join your group, think about how many groups they're in also. Realize that every person you're hoping will join your group and contribute to your group has their own group page, and they have the groups they're in. And all of us are basically working with the same kinds of limitations. Most of us don't have all day to just sit there and contribute to a group. I encourage you to consider beforehand which people will be most enthusiastic to join your group. Who are the maybe 1 to 3, 5, 10? What people can you count on to make outstanding contributions consistently to your group? If you can think of this, then it can be really helpful to lay a foundation. The groups that have done well for me have been where a strong foundation is laid and where I've consistently paid attention, like my partner's group, like my Jerry Banfield and Friends was originally. The groups that I've not paid as much attention in that have been too restrictive have not done well. And for this reason, I am not creating any more groups after this one, and I'm not intending to join any more groups either. This is enough groups for me to join. And further than that, if I want to create any more groups, I will first delete one of my existing groups to make room for it. And if I want to join any more groups, I will leave one of the groups I'm in first to give me a manageable set of groups to be in. Therefore, we start and consider our existing groups before we go create a group. And if we see a clear and compelling need, we see a way we can really help someone else by having a group, then even if we've already got groups, even if already have a lot going on, if we can picture a way to help others through creating a group, then we can see the need to create a group. Thank you very much for finishing this free tutorial on YouTube or Facebook. If you'd like to take the full course that it's a part of, will you please use the link in the description to go to euthena.com/courses/Facebook19, where you can get my complete Facebook Marketing 2019 course that is $8.81, includes all the video lectures for the course I've done so far as of February 2019, plus any new updates I get excited about, and you get access to a Facebook and Discord group to ask me questions that you've got about your Facebook marketing. You also can get this as a part of the Jerry Banfield Forever All Course Bundle, where you get everything I make for free forever for life for one price today. And if you want to build your business with me, I've got a mastermind group you might love called the Euthena Partner. You can teach and you can even sell this course yourself as an affiliate when you partner there with me today. Thank you very much for learning about my Facebook Marketing 2019 course on Euthena, and I will see you in the course soon. Will you please join me on Twitter also, because you will love seeing the podcast episodes, YouTube videos, blog posts, any new books I put out, all that stuff in one spot on Twitter, all up in your tweets and Twitter feed.